With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former Vice President Mike Pence today ending his 2024 presidential bid.
After struggling to raise money and gain traction in the polls, Pence announced the suspension of his White House campaign effective immediately. Speaking at the Republican Jewish Coalition Conference in Las Vegas, the former vice president said he arrived at the decision after much prayer and deliberation. Pence had hoped his devout Christian faith and traditional conservative values would especially resonate with Iowa voters who will cast the first ballots early next year. But even in Iowa, Pence struggled. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Authorities in Maine continue the investigation into the murders of 18 people this week and subsequent suicide of the suspected mass murderer. Governor Janet Mills says the nightmare is over.
Like many people, I'm breathing a sigh of relief knowing that Robert Card is no longer a threat to anyone.
Also at srnnews.com, Russia is accusing Ukraine of damaging a nuclear waste warehouse in fighting in the eastern part of the country.
It comes as fighting continues for the control of the key eastern city of Avdiivka. Russia's foreign ministry says three drones armed with explosives targeted the power plant, hitting the station's admin building and a warehouse storing nuclear waste. But the power plant's press service says there's no significant damage or casualties and that operations are continuing as normal. Russia also reports shooting down drones in other regions, with Ukraine reporting cruise missiles in one of its regions, attacks that follow weeks of intense fighting close to Avdiivka in Donetsk region, where Russia is thought to have lost thousands of troops.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today telling his nation the military has opened a second stage in the war against Hamas. This is SRN News. A British pro-lifer is facing prison time.
Pastor Stephen Green did not accost anybody at the abortion clinic in Ealing outside London. He did not attempt to burn the building down or stop anybody from going in. All the clergyman did was stand too close, bearing a sign displaying words from Psalm 139. For that, he is being prosecuted under Britain's new abortion clinic buffer zone law and could wind up in jail. Religious freedom advocates say the law must be changed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In Georgia, they'll start paying for sex change operations for public employees covered by state health insurance. Now, that decision settles a lawsuit filed by a number of state workers. It is the fourth lawsuit Georgia agencies have lost and or settled, overturning rules against spending taxpayer dollars to help individuals live as the opposite sex. This is SRN News. In a Virginia courtroom, attorneys have sparred and fought even more over whether a teacher who was shot by her six-year-old student should get only workers' compensation. We have more on that story from correspondent Keith Peters.
Abby Zwerner is suing Newport News Public Schools for $40 million. The school board is arguing that Zwerner's injuries fall under workers' compensation. The former first-grade teacher was hospitalized and endured multiple surgeries after a bullet struck her hand and chest. Zwerner attended Friday's court hearing. Her left hand was still wrapped in a thick cloth bandage. Matthew Hoffman is a circuit court judge in Newport News. He said he'll rule on the matter in the next week. Keith Peters reporting.
Stellantis and United Auto Workers have reached a tentative deal that leaves just GM still negotiating. More details at srnnews.com.